This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. More than 150,000 people have been left homeless in the aftermath of a cyclone that unleashed storm surges in eastern India and Bangladesh, officials said on Thursday, with heavy rains slowing relief work in some low-lying coastal areas. At least five people were killed in the two countries after the cyclone moved inland from the Bay of Bengal on Wednesday, packing gusts of 140 kilometers per hour, or about 87 miles per hour, and whipping up tidal surges. The storm is the second to hit India in a week as the country grapples with a deadly second wave of coronavirus infections that has stretched the healthcare system to a breaking point. Some 500,000 people were sheltered in relief camps, and officials said they had taken steps to reduce the risk of a potential spread of the virus. Tens of thousands of people are fleeing the city of Goma in eastern Congo, fearing another volcanic eruption by Mount Nyiragongo, which sent lava near the city last week. Traffic was jammed and pedestrians streamed through the streets, desperate to escape the impending danger. The regional military governor announced early Thursday a new eruption could occur at any moment. He ordered the evacuation of 10 of the 18 neighborhoods in the city of 2 million people. The center of Goma, which was spared when the volcano erupted last week, is now under threat, with activity being reported nearby. Residents were advised to carry very little and told not to return to their homes until advised by authorities. Mount Nyiragongo is one of the world's most active volcanoes, and it turned a dark sky fiery red Saturday night as it sent lava into villages on the outskirts of Goma, destroying more than 500 homes. This is VOA News. Somalia's Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein Roble said he was committed to free and fair polls after he signed an agreement on Thursday with regional presidents to allow indirect elections to take place after delays had prompted a crisis. Clan elders were meant to have selected lawmakers in December, who in turn were due to elect a new president on February 8th. Both failed to take place amid disputes over issues, including the creation of an election commission that would supervise the voting. Thursday's agreement says the prime minister and the five regional states will select members of that election committee by this Sunday, and elections will be held within the next 60 days. President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed is seeking a second term. The opposition has accused him of packing regional and national electoral boards with his allies. Some Somalian lawmakers had attempted last month to extend the president's four-year term without an election, causing a political and security standoff with troops in the capital. Israel's recent barrage of deadly airstrikes on Gaza might be war crimes, the UN rights chief said Thursday, adding she has seen no evidence the attack buildings were used for military purposes. Michelle Bachelet voiced deep concern about the surge in deadly violence earlier this month between Israelis and Palestinians while addressing a special session of the United Nations Human Rights Council. Bachelet called on Hamas and all armed groups to refrain from the use of indiscriminate rockets and mortars, for which there must be accountability. She said there is no doubt that Israel has the right to defend its citizens and residents. However, Palestinians have rights too, the same rights. The health ministry in Gaza says Israeli airstrikes and artillery fire killed 250 Palestinians, including 66 children, and wounded more than 1,900 people in 11 days of conflict. An Indonesian court sentenced a politically influential firebrand cleric to 8 months in prison on Thursday for violating health protocols by holding gatherings attended by thousands of supporters during the coronavirus outbreak. A panel of three judges in East Jakarta ruled Rizik Shihab had breached pandemic restrictions with events commemorating Prophet Muhammad's birthday and the wedding of his daughter. He was also fined 20 million rupiah, about $1,400, for a mass gathering in West Java. The gatherings took place less than a week after his arrival from a three-year exile in Saudi Arabia. Police detained dozens of his supporters who tried to stage a rally in front of the court on Thursday to demand that he be released. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.